The Got Something to Say podcast is brought to you by South Bend International Airport. When it's time, they'll get you there. South Bend International Airport. Fly SBN.com.
Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you. My guest today is my good friend, Mr. John Prose. Hello, John. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Johnny. How are you?
I say Mr. because, you know, I want to separate the two things because what we're here to talk about today is the 38th annual Dr. John Prose Laker Classic or Laker Athletic Golf Classic, that is, benefiting Our Lady of the Lake Catholic Schools. Obviously, in honor of your late father. This is something that's been going on for 30 years. Do you remember the very first golf classic?
I do. A little bit older than that, right?
Right.
And in fact, I had the chance to play as a recent college graduate in the very first Laker golf classic that both Jim O'Malley and Jim Stouffer started. Now, Jim Stouffer's still with us. He's a good friend and often plays in the event. We hope he can make it again this year. But we lost Jim O'Malley, who was the voice of the Lakers for many, many years, a couple of years ago. So 30 years ago, those two gentlemen came together and said, you know what? We do so many great activities and mm-hmm. events in the community. As a Catholic school, what can we do to support athletics, to engage even more deeply in athletics? And they happened to enjoy golf and thought, well, let's put something like that together. So the old Berrien Hills Country Club was the first site. And then it's moved around quite a bit over the years.
Sure.
And today, the home of the Lake Michigan Catholic, now the Our Lady of the Lake Lakers Golf Classic, named after my father, as you noted, is at none other than the championship course of Harbor Shores.
Oh, man, looking forward to that. So it's happening Friday, August 19th. What do we need to know about this? This is obviously, like you said, it's to raise money and raise funds to help the athletic department. It's all the proceeds going to that, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. So there are so many great events that happen throughout the year. The Scene Auction in April. Mm-hmm. There's many different activities that engage the community of Southwest Michigan in our Catholic school. In this case, this is the largest athletic event, and really the second largest community event where we invite the entire public to join us in supporting our student athletes. And one of the unique things, too, is that in this era of fee-based education, of fee-based activities, this helps to offset, as I think one of the only schools in Southwest Michigan that doesn't require fees for participation in athletics. And that goes from our youngest little Lakers mm-hmm. that play in basketball and volleyball and otherwise, all the way through our varsity athletics. There are no fees that are associated to participate in athletics. And, of course, it fits our overall mission too, right? The mission itself, of course, is we're looking for well-rounded students, both academics, faith, citizenship. And then, of course, at the same time, you have to have a good mind, body, and soul in the process. So that's really the goal and objective, which is how can we support Laker athletics? And then after my dad had passed away, they were the committee. I was just a member of the committee. Mm-hmm. I think I walked into the meeting late and they said, congratulations, we're naming it after your dad.
Oh, wow.
Which was really, really kind of it was a touching moment for
yeah.
sure. My dad, for the 30 years that he was, he's 45 years that he was a medical physician around town. But in those years, or 42 years, whatever it was, for many years, he would do kind of mass physicals, right? Because the state requires that students have a
right.
physical examination before you start athletics in the fall. So every summer he and Dr. Heenan, whose kids also went through then Lake Michigan Catholic Schools, now Our Lady, would host these physicals and it would be a stream of students. And I think he charged, I don't know, $10 or $15
wow.
a family. And then 100% of those proceeds he would give back to the school. So over 25 or 30 years of doing physicals, it was just thousands and thousands of dollars that he contributed. And I think that's why the committee thought, let's name this after Dr. Prose.
Absolutely, yeah, his support. Yeah. And that's saving a ton of money for the students that are going through that, but also it's helping and going back to the school is really amazing. Now, the school, is this going to something specific as far as the athletic department? Because I do know now the name change, Our Lady of the Lake. My guess is Phil McDonald needs to get some new uniforms for these kids.
Phil McDonald absolutely is going to have to get new uniforms. He, of course, is our new athletic director, and for several decades was the voice of athletics in Southwest Michigan on your radio stations, both the news talk stations and and some of the other stations that are affiliated with all of you. And Phil is known by not only his voice, but every single athletic director and anybody who was in athletics throughout the last many decades knows Phil McDonald. He's our new athletic director this last year. He is just a fantastic leader in our community, a fantastic leader in our Catholic schools. And boy, I'll tell you, everybody really loves working with him. And good news for me, he's a member of our committee.
Oh, perfect.
Yes, absolutely.
That's awesome. Well, tell me a little bit more about what's going to be happening on Friday, August 19th for this Laker Golf Classic.
Yeah, so Harbor Shores being the host really is a premier opportunity for the region to participate. Obviously, you know about the fact that the Senior PGA Championship is hosted at Harbor Shores every 2 years. So the Jack Nicklaus Championship course shows itself well. At the same time, though, it's an opportunity to bring in alumni and other activities into this community event. And every year we fill the field. We have 9 teams that are still available right now as you and I are talking. We expect them to be full. And those teams are foursomes. The foursomes then get a chance to participate with an 11 a.m. shotgun, food and beverage on the course. In fact, we have sponsorships that have been filled already. We just have such great support. Vail Rubber Works is our beverage cart sponsor for those that might be interested in some swing oil along the way.
Okay.
Yep, exactly. Right. K&M Manufacturing is hosting our putting contest. Primar Petroleum is our lunch sponsor, and we'll have box lunches throughout the day on the course. And then Bread Bar and Bit of Swiss are sponsoring our tea gifts. And it's always nice to get a little swag along the way, too. So.
Yeah, that's really great. So as far as, like you said, there are some foursomes still available. What's the cost going to be for, can't find a foursome, can I go as an individual?
Yeah, so for sure, if there's room available to put you into a foursome that you don't already have established, if we've got a threesome that needs one or a twosome that needs two more players, we can certainly add you in. It's $250 per person to be able to play the course. And then, of course, there's all kinds of sponsorships that are available, too. And we did something really unique last year. One of our members of the committee, Chad White, came up with a fantastic idea, and it was almost NASCAR-related. So imagine this. We take Klingons with your logo, and we paste them onto the golf carts themselves.
Ooh!
Fortunately, Josh Dockstader and Jackson and Chrissy over at Harbor Shores said, will they come off?
Right.
The golf carts.
Right.
Well, they do. They're clings. They come right back off the golf carts. And it almost made it almost a NASCAR feel that you've got your own golf cart with your own logo emblazoned on it, and you get to be the one that says, this is the Bit of Swiss golf cart.
Sure.
This is the Vail Rubber Works golf cart. I mean, it was really cool. So we have sponsorships for that. And of course, the traditional tee and hole sponsorships. I should note, too, that the Kinney family and the Kinney Family Foundation continue to sponsor our golf balls that are logoed with the new shield for Our Lady of the Lake. We just have a great group of people that support. And of course, there are sponsorships available all throughout different levels. If you wanted to be a varsity sponsor, for example, you would automatically get a foursome. You would get your tee signage. You would have website signage. And you'd also have the chance to have your cart emblazoned with whatever logo you want it to be. And that varsity sponsorship is for $4,000, and it covers every one of those benefits. So just lots of great opportunities to sponsor and support our student athletes.
Absolutely. It's obviously going to be a big help to the athletic department and these athletes and these amazing kids. In any way that we can get involved, if maybe we do want to still be a sponsor, because I know you mentioned there's a lot of different sponsorship available. I mean, can I be on the windshield? That's probably not safe, but can I get a logo right on the windshield there?
I'll tell you what, we'll sell any space just like NASCAR. I told you.
Exactly.
We'll sell every piece of possible marketed material we can we can do that. That's okay. We'll find a way to do it.
Just put my face on the windshield, cut the eyes out so you can still see through there. It's weird, but hey, it works.
It'll work.
Who do we contact if there is a business or family or something like that that wants to sponsor something that is involved in this golf classic? How do they get a hold of somebody?
Yeah, so the easiest place is to go directly to BidPal.
Okay.
So BidPal is the service that we're using on the website, and at some point we'll go ahead and send this over to you so you've got it too. But it's bidpal.net/Dr. Pros Golf Classic 2022.
Okay.
A mouthful, I understand, but bidpal.net/Dr. Pros Golf Classic 2022.
Wonderful. And we'll definitely put that link on our website at WSJM.com. But John, looking forward to this. It should be a fantastic event, and people can find more information about anything we might have missed or if they want to get involved for this before August 19th. But it sounds like it's going to be a great time at Harbor Shores.
Well, we've got a lot of work left to do. I know that Angie Bell, Megan McLaughlin, Laura Marsh, Adam Reese, Chad White, Gabby Havlicek, Lisa Hemmerly, and Phil McDonald and I are looking forward to hosting everybody at Harbor Shores on Friday, August 19th. 10 a.m. sign up. Come on over at 9:30 if you want to do the putting contest and win some money in that process too. Lots of great games and a lot of fun. And then one last point I should make. The 19th hole, if you're not familiar with the 19th hole, many are. That's the opportunity to brag about the longest putt, to talk about your longest drive, to lament the bad shots, whatever it may be. But the 19th hole is open to the entire public. $45 a person for beer, wine, food, and activities and awards as a community. So we look forward to having everybody at the 19th hole if they can't play in the games.
Fantastic. Should be a great time. Friday, August 19th. Mark your calendars for the 30th annual Dr. John Pros Laker Athletic Golf Classic. John, thank you so much for spending some time and chatting with me about it.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Johnny.
Got something to say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@WSJM.com.